You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The university here in America.
Right.
I tend to say Notre Dame.
Correct.
Just because I was raised to say that. And I find myself, whenever I've over the years mentioned the cathedral in Paris, I have gone with the Notre Dame.
Yeah, it sounds a little fancier, I guess. It really is. It's heartbreaking just because that building is so old and there's so much history to it.
And artwork in it.
From what I understand this morning, they did save a lot of artifacts, and the giant stained glass windows, I guess, were okay. So everyone was worried about that, but those look okay. Not to be a jerk.
No, go ahead. Why stop now? Are you turning over a new leaf?
But, you know, I scrolled through a lot of Instagram and Facebook yesterday kind of reading about it. And I don't know if you did the same, Dom, but did it kind of turn into people just bragging about how they've been there?
Yes.
Like, it was mostly chance for everybody to post a picture of them standing in front of that building saying, I've been there. How's that? So it kind of turned into a little bit of brag book yesterday, I think. Just maybe a little bit. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
Well, you know, there's an element of truth to that.
I think there was a little bit to it.
Not everybody. But many people, yes.
Yes, but very sad.
Especially the ones who say, I've been 15 times to Paris.
I went 3 times. All right. Okay. Anyway. I wasn't here yesterday.
Did you have fun?
Gonzo. No.
Okay.
So I want to tread fairly lightly because I'm friends with a lot of the teachers at the school, and I respect their jobs, and they all work hard.
This is no reflection on the teachers.
It's no reflection on the teachers. It's just the experience.
This is a reflection on a tradition.
It's dated back to the beginning of time, Dom, where you load up onto a bus and you go on a field trip with all the kids, and that's what I did yesterday. I went with my son Reed and like 3 or 4 other dads, and we hopped on a bus. Side note, buses have not changed. I haven't been on a school bus in 25 years, probably.
Yellow Dog?
They have not changed at all. The same smell, the same weird seat covers, the same just seasick feeling when you're on one. They just haven't changed at all. So anyway, I hopped on a bus, and we went with the entire class down to the delightful Denver Zoo, Dom. And we went.
Wonderful place.
Again.
Yeah, good weather for it.
No reflection on the zoo, no reflection on the school. 5 minutes into arriving at the zoo, I noticed, or somebody behind me said, hey, Jerry, your backpack is dripping. So we were all required to wear a backpack where we carried all the kids' lunches and water bottles in my bag.
What was going on?
And some kid threw in his water bottle into my bag and didn't seal it good enough. So lunches completely soaked, and my backpack was pouring water out of the bottom. So I had to walk around with a wet backpack and soggy sandwiches for a majority of the day. That's how the day started. And then I got assigned, 5 or 6 kids. And the entire time we were there, it was, slow down, come here. Where's so-and-so? No, over here. Come back. You're too far. Let's stick together.
Don't touch that.
Regroup. Stop touching that. Don't throw rocks. Get out of there. So that was basically the entire day. Me, I don't want to say yelling, but yelling at the kids to constantly slow down, hold on, and wait. All they did the entire time was complain about how hot they were, how tired they were, how hungry they were. The best part of the trip was sitting down for about 45 minutes and letting them eat their soggy lunch, because it just kind of gave me and a couple other dads a break, and they were all able to just sit down and eat their lunch and be quiet, and we could contain them.
So what you're saying is field trips are a nightmare.
They are. I
would like to propose something to you.
What's that?
Because I'm an idea man. I believe in my soul, because I've seen this many times. It's been years since I went on a field trip with my son, because he's a grown-ass adult now. But I still have memories of it, and I see them out and about all the time.
It's horrible.
Here's what I think, and people are going to scream, and some people will be outraged and shut off the radio. Field trips are wasted on kids. They need to do field trips for adults.
Sure they do. Yeah, I mean, you appreciate it more.
You need adult field trips, because you're able to actually, you're not running around playing My dad would call it grab ass. That's what he's like. Stop playing grab ass. You're not running around doing that. You're not getting into stuff. You know, so you're not trying to just kid around with your friends. Adults would actually like to go somewhere and actually see it. Like, what
well,
if
well, these are called vacations?
Well, no, but what if we arranged a field trip, let's say, where we took a bunch of adults down to see NORAD. Tour NORAD down in Colorado Springs, right?
Yeah.
Or behind the scenes, like we got an adult field trip, a bus full of people, and we took them to the Amazon plant where they could see how everything, the conveyor belts and the robots load everything.
You still have a couple people complaining about when's lunch.
Come on. I think field
I get
trips
what you're
should
saying.
Be for adults.
I get what you're saying.
Not
absolutely.
For kids.
And I know, I mean, before I went on this field trip, I was complaining here in the studio that, why are field trips still a thing? I mean, we spent the entire day at the zoo basically just to have lunch because they didn't see anything. They weren't paying attention to anything. The highlight of their day was having lunch and feeding the geese there at the zoo. We also spent most of the time looking for a jacket that one kid lost, okay? And then on the bus ride home, there's alarms going off and things on the bus because I guess the bus was overheating on the drive back to school. So we're all looking for smoke, wondering if we're going to be broken down on the highway in this rickety old school bus. It was a bad day. Why are field trips still a thing? They didn't learn one single thing. I'm sorry.
They didn't?
They did not learn one thing.
Did they get to see the elephants?
Ooh. Great. Yeah, there's an elephant. But they didn't learn anything, man. There was no learning going on.
Do you
at
think
all.
It's to give teachers a little bit of a break just to get out of the classroom?
I
a
would different think so.
I'm not saying it's easier for teachers. It's probably harder for them. But maybe just a mental break.
I don't think so, because you have the chaperones taking care of everything.
I know, but to get them out of the classroom for a day and put...
I guess.
All right.
I don't know.
What do you think about my adult field trip
I like
idea?
That. That's good.
Isn't that better?
Yeah, I guess.
You don't even like that?
I don't know. You got to hang out with a bunch of people you don't care for, and somebody will irritate you. Just go alone with your family and have a nice vacation, I think.
Yeah, but a lot of those, they wouldn't allow you just to take your family. But if you said, hey, we got a group of like 18 mature adults, we'd like to stop by and see how it works behind the scenes at Amazon.
All right. Yeah, I might do that.
And we'll put a keg on the bus.
No, I'm in.
Okay.
I will say I did see some chaperones from other schools walking around with beers in their hand, and they're not supposed to do that.
What?
That's a big no-no.
You did not.
I did, man. I'm like, you can't be doing that.
But
no matter how much you hate this, you can't. You know what? And it's funny. On the drive back in that bus that was overheating, I was on my phone seeing which little... bars that I like around the school were open. And we got back to the school and we gave our kids a hug and a little kiss and said, thank you for the great day.
Yeah.
This is a great time. We appreciate you inviting us. My buddy and I went down the road and we had beers. We just sat there like, never again.
When's the next field trip?
I have no idea and don't care. Do not care. Danielle wrote in on Facebook and she says, I just chaperoned my third grade daughter's field trip last week. Within 5 minutes, I made a little girl cry because I told her to stop licking another girl's face.
Nancy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning.
What do you want to say about this?
He's completely correct in why we should not have field trips. I'm a teacher. I've been one for over 20 years, and we hate them.
Well, why is it still a thing, then?
Because
just...
parents clamor for them. They complain, and it's the same thing with class parties. We hate class parties, too, but the parents, like, they complain.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Why don't you just do a thing that
just
if the
no.
parents all get together and want a field trip, say, well, then they're all yours.
Oh, well, I know. And the primary reason is because their behavior goes out the window when you leave the classroom. Because we have it all managed and they all know how to behave. They know their expectations. But then when their parents show up, they just start acting like heathens.
Yeah. I was doing a lot of 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. 1, 2, 3, eyes on me.
Yeah.
Please.
Nancy, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Bye.
Bye, Nancy. Here's Andrea on Facebook, another teacher. She says, don't change careers to be a sixth grade teacher. You get to go to outdoor lab with them, a full week with someone else's
all
kids,
right.
And not a single adult beverage in sight.
You cried your eyes out
I
at outdoor lab.
Outdoor lab. I did.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Here's Leah. Good morning, Leah. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What can you add to this conversation?
Well, I do not have kids, so I cannot attest to whether or not you guys should still have field trips. But when I was in middle school, I think it was sixth grade, so very early 90s, we went on a weekend-long field trip with my entire class, and we did... I don't remember a ton about it because it was like, you know, 25 years ago or something. But we went to like the Royal Gorge and somewhere that was like one of those Wild West ghost town things where they reenact like shootings and have like funny mirrors. And there's a pizza place in Colorado Springs called Fargo's. It's in like an old opera house that's super cool. And I remember going there and we stayed in hotels and it was just like the funnest thing ever when you're 12 years old to get to go on a weekend-long...
Oh, listen.
All right.
No one is denying that the kids have fun. No one's going to deny that. And I'm sure the kids had fun going to the zoo because they could run around and be rowdy. We're talking about it from the adult's perspective.
Correct.
And that is hell on earth.
I was exhausted.
I go on field trips all the time by myself and my friends, and those are fantastic. But I do feel bad for all of you guys who have to be
6 to 7
kids that are freaking out at one time.
Leah, have a great day, okay?
You too.
Bye.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
What do you want to add?
I found that field trips as a chaperone was a lot more fun when I knew the kids because I had been volunteering in the class and active with their scout groups and stuff. And so that made a big difference in how they behaved with me rather than just have me be some random stranger. Mm-hmm. But when I went back to work and chaperoned, those field trips were awful when I didn't know them.
I will tell you, Sarah, that yesterday I had like a little group of 6 kids and I knew like 2 or 3 of them and I know their parents. And multiple mm-hmm. times throughout the field trip yesterday, I threatened to call their parents. I'm like, really? Should we call your dad and see if he thinks this behavior is appropriate?
Sarah, thank you for the call. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye,
Sarah. Thanks for being on the show. We're going to quickly try to get a couple more in. Here's Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Good morning, boys.
Hi,
hey,
Lauren.
What do you say?
I think that parents should, you know, go with their kids, try to manage their annoying behavior because I am tutoring little kids and I know that they can be a pain in the ass, but it's really about the kid in the situation. Like, again, in preschool, I got a butterfly landed on my shirt when we were at the butterfly pavilion, and I still have that to this day, and it was like so amazing, and like people were talking about it for weeks. Mm-hmm. I was like,
that you had a butterfly on your shirt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a butterfly landed on my shirt.
That's incredible.
Lauren, I think that's wonderful. I want you to go to an elementary school and chaperone one of these busloads somewhere and then call us back.
They
okay?
will crush the butterflies.
Lauren, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
They will ignore the signs that say, please don't touch the butterflies.
Lauren is a sweetheart. The problem is she cannot empathize because she has not walked a mile in your shoes.
Correct.
Right.
And it was just a butterfly on a shirt.
I remember the butterfly.
You can go
butterfly.
To that place anytime. It's that butterfly's all over
it's
you.
It's open 7 days a week.
They'll be all over you.
Go today. Time for one more quickly. Addie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to chime in and say I'm a freshman in high school, and those field trips were some of like everyone's been saying, like some of the most fun times. And I feel like kids are, I know this is like a kind of a low point, but kids are in a classroom for 8 hours a day for like 3/4 of the year. Like, honestly, I feel like we kind of deserve a day where we can just mess around at the zoo for a couple hours.
You know, they do have recess every day and weekends and a lot of in-service
true,
days.
And you just had spring break, and then there's teacher service
there's
days
like
where the kids
fall.
Get to stay home.
You got Christmas break,
yeah,
Addie.
Yeah, and you got all of that.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Addie,
and then,
we got
to
run.
I think going back to your point, I think the parent field trips, isn't that just like getting in your car and driving someplace?
Isn't that just Saturday night?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but it
don't
just puts
you guys
a new...
get a weekend break too?
I like you, Addie. Go
Addie,
to school.
Call often, all right? Do some homework.
Will do.
Bye, Addie.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, that's good. Dur.
Dom, isn't that just called...
weekends?
Playing with your friends?